Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of How We Roll Podcast.
Hi.
We're an RPG-based podcast, and we focus on Call of Cthulhu, some Dungeons & Dragons, and occasionally one-off campaigns.
Interesting.
If you're interested in contacting us and want to know where you can find our podcasts, you can visit howwerollpodcast.com.
Fancy.
Which offers links to Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Reddit, and Twitch.
What?
If you enjoy what we do and want to support us, you can donate to us on Patreon.
Oh.
And with that said, let's get on with the show.
Yes, please, please, just get on with the show. Yes.
Okay, hello and welcome to How We Roll Podcast. We're back with our epic playthrough of Curse of Strahd's Death House, and I'm joined here today by four fantastic players, starting with Owen.
Hi guys, I'm Owen. I'm playing Seth Torringage, the... what am I, a rogue halfling? Why is this we played?
Yeah, it's been for you guys. It's been a week. For us, it's been 6 weeks.
Give or take, yeah.
Can I point out, look, the dedication for myself and Niall on the eve of Paddy's Day to actually come play and not go drinking.
Well, it's half past 12 here, so it's quite early in the day still.
And also, a public announcement to any of our American listeners: it's Paddy with a D, not T.
No T's.
It's not Patty Day. It's not about burgers.
Patty is a burger.
Moving swiftly on, our second Irish player is Niall.
Hi, my name is Niall. I'm playing Voron Elar. He's a level 2 wizard, high elf. That's that.
Aw, shit snacks.
Happy person is Dave. Dave, who are you playing today?
Hey, my name's Dave. I'm playing a dwarven paladin named Urich. And switching around Aaron and... Owen's pictures because I had them in the wrong places because I'm a moron, but I'll leave it in because it's funnies.
So for those of you that don't know, we also stream our shows to YouTube, so you're interested in seeing what we look like, hearing the unedited version of the show, or seeing the maps that we use, do check out our YouTube channel. But before we start tonight's adventure, let's finish off with Aaron.
Hey guys, it's me again. Good to be back. Playing tonight once again the role of Safarax, the Dragonborn Paladin.
Okay, I'm going to do a slightly longer recap, because again, for us, it's been quite a long time. So, previously on How We Roll Podcast, our brave adventurers fought their way to the top of the Death House, battling animated suits of armour, an arch wizard, and Saf's unrelenting curiosity. When they reached the top floor, they found the decapitated body of the Marquis de Venefisha and a gory blood trail leading to the room's dumbwaiter, which is a type of lift which would have been used in the house's heyday to transport food up from the bottom floor. Surmising that the murderer had used the dumbwaiter as an escape route, the party began to head back downstairs, but before they could, they noticed a strange painting. It appeared to be of the cult members that inhabited the house 100 years ago. However, on closer inspection, the adventurers realised that they recognised many of the people depicted in the picture. In fact, it seems that Sulvarex, Saf, Voron and Ulric are the direct descendants of some of the people in the painting. At that moment, their investigations were interrupted by the sound of slow, heavy footsteps walking up the stairs. Running to the landing, they saw the Archmage Vincent Archron, gun in one hand, and the head of the Marquis in the other, looking confused but moving forward with a purpose. Realising that he must be under some sort of enchantment, the party held back their attacks, and it wasn't long before the true villain revealed herself, Belladonna Archon. Furious that her plan to have them murder her husband appeared to have failed, she moved from below them on the floor, the floor below, and used magic spheres to summon a huge scorpion, a grotesque toad the size of a horse, and a dire goat. The scorpion was quickly dispatched by the two paladins, the goat confused by Voron's clever illusion, and the toad as yet has been unable to swallow anyone. Belladonna has just misty stepped behind the toad on the top floor, and we are back to the top of the round with Sulvarex.
Okay, well, I am going to start fighting the toad because he's a pain in the arse, let's face it. So, okay, well, that's a hit, I'm guessing, of 19.
19 is a hit.
Fantastic. Damage of 14 damage.
So 14 damage, your sword cuts a bloody gash across the toad's chest, leaking a horrible green fluid. And we are down to Voron Uruk. Voron, you're first with the higher dex.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm going to cast Grease underneath Belladonna and the toad, which should encompass that area there.
Good audio description there, Voron.
Okay, so, sorry. So I cast Grease underneath where the toad and Belladonna are standing, which is both by the banister at the side of the stairs and not near the rest of the party. After I cast that, I backed around a corner where the toad and Belladonna don't have visual of me so that I can't be attacked by either of them.
Okay, so do they need to make a saving throw now, or can they wait until they move?
On their moves, they have to make a dex saving throw.
So if they stand still, they don't need to make a dex?
Yeah. When the grease appears, each creature standing in the area must succeed on a dexterity saving throw. Oh yeah, so right now they make one.
So right now, and okay, then, see.
Yeah. And then a creature that enters the area or ends its turn there must also succeed on a dexterity saving throw or fall prone.
Okay, so Belladonna kind of looks at the kind of sticky substance which is coating her and the floor around her. She rolls a 4.
She's also standing right next to that hole. Can she fall down the hole?
She is. Well, so she kind of looks shocked and she slips backwards, crashing into the huge mirror that's mounted on the wall behind her. Now, instead of it smashing, she falls through the mirror. Like, imagine a silver pool, and she disappears through it into the kind of reflection behind her. And currently, she's kind of on her back, pushing herself up. As she disappears from this reality into the mirror reality, the toad and the goat vanish in a puff of smoke, and we can leave. Hey. Initiative.
All me, baby.
Well, that worked out.
They're having none of it.
That worked out a lot better than planned.
We make this shit look easy.
She's like pushing herself up and she's like hammering on the other side of the mirror. Like, you can't really hear her. It's like her sound's really muted. But you see something. I mean, you're quite far away, you guys, the other side of the landing, but something is appearing behind her, almost something shadowy. What have you done? How did you do that? What kind of spell is that? Vincent Archeron strides forwards.
I just kind of peek out. I just cast Grease in the ground. I didn't do anything, really. Oh, he stepped onto the grease, by the way.
Well, that's a problem.
Okay, the Archmage seems unaffected by the spell, and with a 20. He strides forwards over the landing, up to the mirror, and he's staring through it, partially obscuring your view.
Is there any reason why I shouldn't just smash the mirror at this point?
Don't smash the mirror. What's going on? What's that? Who the hell are they? And you see that from behind Belladonna, the shadows are kind of coalescing and forming figures. It seems to be Derek, the owner of the house, but rather than being kind of his sort of normal pale self, he seems so pale that he could be dead. And he kind of like stumbles towards her with the slow gait of a zombie. She doesn't seem to have noticed, and she's like hammering on the mirror. And with each hammer, like, the mirror seems to like splash, like sort of ripples coming out from her hands. The second shadow has coalesced into Lady Mona Beck, and she looks equally undead.
Remind me who Lady Mona Beck is.
She's the girl that left at the start.
She was the other guy. Yeah. Didn't she try to leave the house?
She yep. did.
So did Derek.
The two of them left the house. Derek never entered the house. And
He did,
but then he left. Well, he left very well. He disappeared, actually. He never actually really knew where he went.
Yeah, he briefly walked in, actually, didn't need to give your man a call for some weird bullshit.
Belladonna! Belladonna, behind you! And he's, like, trying to point, but she seems so kind of, like, obsessed with trying to break her way out of the mirror that she doesn't see the two figures approaching slowly from behind.
Can I just pick up a bit of, you know, I assume there's a fair amount of rubble. We've ripped holes in floors and various things. So I'm just going to pick up like a small bit of plaster that's fallen off something or a chunk of wood and just kind of underhandedly chuck it through the mirror.
Give me a ranged attack.
Wouldn't that be a throw skill?
Standard attack with your dex bonus.
Yeah.
Yep.
So d20, proficiency bonus plus your dex bonus.
7.
So, you probably find a bit of the floor that was destroyed either by the scorpion or by Solvarex, and fling it across and hit the wall just next to Vincent. What the hell do you think you're doing? What's going on?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out, you crazy idiot.
Other shadows are beginning to coalesce in the mirror world behind Belladonna.
Can I shoot my crossbow at Derek in the mirror?
So you're trying to get through the mirror. Yeah, definitely.
So I'm aiming, I guess, over the Archmage's and round... What's-her-face? Splashy mirror lady. I forget her first name.
Mordebeck.
Belladonna.
Belladonna. Belladonna aiming. Let's go with Derek.
I think from the way you are, you've got not just Vincent Archon in front of you, but you've also got Belladonna in front of you as well if you're trying to shoot Derek in the mirror.
Oh yeah,
he has a lot of cover. So just to make it easier, I'm just going to say I want you to roll with disadvantage.
Disadvantage, okay.
Hit 20 plus 5.
I rolled first dice was a 23, second dice was a 25.
A 23 is a definite hit. So maybe you kind of parkour off the wall and sort of so you can get above. Your bolt goes straight through the mirror and thuds into Derek's chest. Belladonna at that point spins around and sees not just Derek and Mona, but the other shadows are beginning to coalesce into the cultists that you saw in the picture. And with one move, the entire horde rush forward. It's almost like sort of a jerky silent movie where one moment they're far away and the next moment you blink and they're on her, you blink again and they're like halfway across the room carrying her and you blink and they're gone.
By any chance was there a headless one?
Sorry?
Was there a headless one?
Give me a perception check.
What was Lady Mona's...
So the Marquis de Venefusia.
Billy Tent. Billy the Tent, that was it. Perception, I'm going for, so sorry. Where is my perception? There we go. Flat zero. I rolled a 2.
Yeah, so you used up all your good rolls already.
They all had no heads.
They move too fast, so that you're not entirely sure. Vincent turns around with tears in his eyes, and he's about to speak when suddenly the mirror behind him seems to coalesce into silvery hands and grab onto him, pulling him into the mirror world.
Can I grab him?
You'd have to run across the grease. So certainly, can you give me a dexterity saving throw, please?
Can I help and pull Savarix's tail to help pull harder? I hope he's not one of these lizard people that lose their tail.
Savarix darts forward.
Grab the banister and quickly make my way across Greece, reaching out to grab him.
I think if you want to grab him, you're going to have to do it fast. So I think a slow and steady maneuver isn't going to work here.
Right. Okay. What do I need to roll?
So dexterity saving throw. Voron, what's the DC?
Because
it's your spell.
Do I need to do a dex save to help?
So, Silverarch is going to dive forward. It's about 10 feet. So if you're going to dive forward as well, you're going to have to cross the grease too.
Cool. I'll do that.
Yes, 13.
So 13's the dex save. So
I need to get over 13.
I just want to say at this point, I don't understand why everyone is doing this. I hated the bastard.
Yeah, why are you doing
this? He's 10 grand in gold coins, I think.
In a chest downstairs. I apologize for the accent. I have a migraine. It's going to be worse than usual.
Okay, so Solvarex Thorex slips on the grease and goes flying. Saf, your nimble feet take you across the grease and you grab onto Solvarix's tail as he lies down on the floor.
I was going to say, probably saving Solvarix from accidentally slipping through the mirror.
The Archmage is now on the other side of the mirror, looking terrified as he sees the shadows begin to coalesce again.
Can I stand up and put my arm through?
You certainly can. I need a dexterity saving throw. You've just done something, as is Saf. Is there anything Voron and Ulrich want to do while this is happening?
I am going to can I draw and aim in the same turn?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to draw my crossbow and aim it over their shoulders.
Okay. Voron?
Does anyone have a rope or anything, or will I dash into the room and grab some sheets just to, like, tie around?
We've no items, so we all got something anyway.
Okay, so I'm going to dash into the room and grab some sheets off the bed and then kind of throw it to Solvarix to wrap around himself as, like, a kind of harness.
Okay, so you can definitely dive through into the Mastic Regu, grab the blood-drenched sheets and throw them forward to Solvarix. That would be your movement and action, that's no problem. Solvarix.
Okay, well, these rags have been thrown at my arm as I'm picking myself up off the floor. I tuck the end of the bedcloth under my armpit and I wrap my arm several times around the elongated bedsheets and grip tight with my massive fist and claws that dig in. And grabbing hold of this, my left arm reaches forward into the silvery portal and trying to grab the Archmage.
Okay, so your hand shoots forward, and rather than disappearing through the portal like a liquid, cracks straight into the mirror, smashes.
God fucking damn it.
You saved him?
Revealing a secret corridor and a staircase leading up into a dark and foreboding attic.
Well, gentlemen, I must just say at this point, I am thoroughly confused. sort of lower the crossbow, put it back on.
Can I roll Arcana to see if I have any idea what might have happened?
So yeah, definitely. Give me an Arcana check.
What do we got here? 19? No. Do we just take the first one out of them? Yeah.
It's 19.
Yeah, so 19 is the first one. So there's a few things that you've heard of. So there are other planes of reality, and there's a particular plane that sort of rings a bell, something called the Shadowfell. It's kind of the realm of spirits and of ghosts, and it sort of exists parallel to our own, but is obviously much darker and much more insidious.
All right.
And the kind of the shadowy, dark nature of what you saw through the mirror reminds me you of what maybe you read in a dark, dusty tome.
Would this tome have mentioned any kind of ways of, like, that it might be, like, you might enter reality from it or enter it from our reality?
There's definitely very powerful spells that enable you to enter the Shadowfell. And it's also something that a lot of undead can do kind of naturally, like it's one of their kind of innate abilities.
Alright, cool.
Solvarix, on the floor in front of you, there seems to be a golden key. You recognise it as the one that Vincent Archeron used to unlock the chest.
Saf is going to go.
I pick it up and put it in one of my pouches on my belt and kind of exclaim, "Yes, that is coming with me." And, put it in my pouch.
As long as you don't think you're keeping it all for yourself, that's fine. Wizard boy, how much longer will this grease stay here?
I'm just checking the duration, actually, yeah.
7 years.
The grease will be gone in a minute, and I kind of just slump back against the wall and sit down, and I'm kind of just confused, and like I've read somewhere in a book before back in the city I'm from, just about this place called the Shadowfell. I never really gave much heed to it. I didn't really think I'd ever encounter it. It's a separate plane of existence where ghosts and spirits live, and, well, the only thing that I can think of that I just saw was a manifestation of that right in front of us through that mirror. What caused it to happen here, I have no idea, but yeah, that's it.
Do you know where they are?
Like I said, I've only briefly scratched upon it in the book when I was reading it, but I, outside of that, I've never had any interaction with it. I don't know how to get to them. I don't know what happened.
So can we check out this this new tunnel that's opened up in the wall?
Yeah, definitely. You immediately, as soon as you take like one step up this very rickety, thin staircase, like I'd say it's like a foot wide, like it's, you really, or maybe sort of a 2 foot wide, like you really have to squeeze through.
I was going to say, how am I getting through this?
your paladin senses are almost overloaded, like there is something terribly evil up there, something terribly strong and terribly evil, and you really, really feel a lot of trepidation even just on one step.
I look back at Ulfric and give him a knowing nod.
I don't like the look of your face right now. Just sort of take a few steps forward till I sense what he's sensing. Perhaps a brief rest before we attempt to continue exploring? And I sort of point to the various sort of open wounds that I'm now sporting from the previous battles. It's not too much of a bother, but I am feeling a little bit exhausted.
I'm with the dwarf on this one. I think every time we've explored so far, we've had a bad time. I think we should kind of recompose ourselves before we go any further into this place.
So the way that mechanically it works is a short rest is an hour, but you can only take one short rest for it to have any effects. If you have a short rest, it's not going to do anything for you guys. If you want to take a long rest, that would be you need to take 8 hours.
What are we doing with time here at the moment?
So, as Sulvaric says that in a rather odd voice, you hear from the base, the bottom of the house, the huge grandfather clock strike 1 a.m.
How convenient.
Saf, do you have any input on this?
I've been muted.
I was thinking
I had gold.
Very, very gold. Quiet
there
for all.
Liners, there's tags all over the place. look, I mean, closing our eyes for 8 hours, what's the worst going to happen? Sounds like a plan.
So, where are you guys going to head?
Since we sort of said the drawing room, that
the
one.
The crushed then, wolves room.
Yeah. Okay. The room of slaughtered stuffed animals. Gentlemen, Sulvarax has the key. Shall we liberate the gold first?
Yeah, let's do that.
Sure, why not?
And then we'll do it ourselves.
I always sleep better with a nice, you know, pillow of gold coins.
Can I? Is the chest in this room, is it?
No, it's out in the,
Grand Hall.
So the chest in the Great Hall, I can probably find a chest, actually, if you want to give me 10 seconds, I can put one there. So it opens with a click, no problem at all.
Instead of using the key, can I just rip the lid off the chest?
I think that's been tried already. Like, it's a really good chest.
It's magically sealed. We established.
I was thinking it might be cool if I just didn't even need the key.
So if you have a look in here, so the chest is here now. You open it up and there are a number of bags. It's basically filled with bags, and when you open, maybe if you try opening one bag, they have platinum pieces in.
Well, I was hoping for gold, but platinum will do.
How many bags are in
there? Dwarven greed glints in my eyes.
It's filled with bags.
All right.
So, several hundred pounds of platinum. presumably. I mean, how big of a chest is it? Are we talking like 2 feet by 2 feet, 4 feet?
It's like a giant pirate's chest.
How many platinum do you get to the pound these days?
Quite a few. So, Lavarek, shall we just move the chest with us since it's as a room?
Yeah. Sounds like a smart idea.
Kind of like walking.
It probably like leaves like these sort of like drag marks on the fine marble floor, yeah. But you're strong enough to pull it in, like a dwarf and a dragonborn paladin.
I close the lid and I just sort of brush it off and just curl up on top of the lid, just kind of slightly stroking the chest.
He rides it like a pony.
As I start snoring almost instantly.
So you have 10,000 gold pieces worth of platinum.
Oh, nice.
Between the four of you. Yes.
In the library that was upstairs, was there books on the shelves or were they all just dusty, crappy tomes?
The library itself had a number of like shelves, but every single shelf was empty. So the story is that the Death House, all the cult died in a huge conflagration. So it seems books that maybe some of the prisoners started a fire and it ended up killing either the whole cult or the vast majority of the cult, everyone who was in the house. So the house itself has been refurbished and the library itself didn't look like it's been replaced. But in the secret room, which stank of smoke, there were a number of tomes and letters and things that Saf didn't really go into.
Did Saf tell us about the secret room, or
we all went in after?
Yeah, I think everyone's been in there.
Yeah.
All right. Could I maybe like go back in and check? Is there any books on that might explain the Shadowfell or anything like that, or alternate realities?
So, are you going off upstairs on your own?
If someone will escort me,
I'll go with him.
Of course, you'll go. You probably want to steal something else along the way.
Hey, it's my room. I found it. Right, it's called
your room, Saf's fortress. It's a little like, yeah. So okay. if
Is it not also the final resting place of Ulrich's brother as well?
Yeah, it is.
Saf and Ulrich's brother's room.
That it is, yes.
the room with all the traps and the poison spikes.
Well,
in it.
It was just the one trap as far as we can see. And it was already set off, so we're fine. We're golden.
Okay, so we've already said that Ulrich's curled up on top of the chest, snoring peacefully. Sulfarex, are you going to join the other two going upstairs, or are you going to stay in the Den of Wolves?
No, I'm gonna get my rest. I've been through a lot.
Okay, so you head up the sort of ornate, beautifully carpeted stairs into the sort of study. If you want me to show you where you are on the map, I'll ping it, which is here.
There we go.
There is still a fire burning brightly, sort of illuminating the room. Voron, as you pass this really expensive, beautifully carved desk, you see that sort of scratched into it, probably using a dagger. Very crudely, is Saf was here.
Ear. Cool kids don't put the H on it, right?
Have you got at least got the apostrophe?
Yeah, I got the apostrophe, come on.
I just kind of like look over at Saf and just like shake my head and shrug and just walk on.
Two thumbs and just big smile.
Okay, and really? you move the shelf aside and enter the secret room. There is still the kind of like sad figure of Ulrich's brother. The chest is got a number of papers in that are yet to be investigated. And there's a number of books on the shelf as well. The whole room has a really strong smell of smoke.
So can I just investigate the books and see if there's anything on like alternate realities or anything like that, or different planes of reality? Or
yeah, definitely. So am I getting this right? Would this be an investigation check when you start looking through it, or is that what you do? I think
yes, investigation.
Yeah, I think that's right. That's like what used to be search.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've got +5 to investigation, so here's for hoping. 18.
Okay, so how long would you like to investigate? Like, are you going to kind of like sit down for 8 hours and read each book, or are you just going to start sort of flicking through, or are you going to just like the spines, like?
Yeah, kind of look at the spines and see if any of them have anything that would kind of show an interest to me on like kind of hint at maybe something to do with planes of reality or like what might be going on here.
Definitely
keeping an eye out for how to become the most powerful wizard ever.
Yeah, that would get secreted away in my pockets.
So there's probably about like 20 or 30 books. How long would you want to sort of spend doing this?
I don't want to spend too long because I would like to actually get a rest too. So maybe I'll do a half an hour of just looking at the books.
Okay, so half an hour, you sort of begin like scanning the spines. Everything's very old, and like some of the books themselves are quite damaged on the outside, so you have to kind of open them up and look at the inside cover. It becomes very, very clear that whoever bought this library, presumably Gustav Durst, has basically spent an enormous fortune paying a lot of money to probably charlatans who have no idea how real magic works. These are basically pseudo-magic volumes, you know, with fake spells, fake rituals, a lot of kind of ideas which, like, you as a real magician, someone who's actually spent, you know, decades really refining his craft, know that this is complete bollocks. Expensive bollocks, but there's nothing there that even comes close to a real spell.
So it's just trash.
Yeah.
In the third night of the moon of the pig, when the twins are highest in the third house of the sun, you shall take the blood of a virgin, and upon it...
I like to believe that Saf is looking at the books too. Saf is looking at the books and is like, shit, man, I'm going to become a wizard. So also, you said there's a few papers and stuff left in the chest.
Yeah, I mean, so you're spending... while you're doing that for half an hour, what are you doing, Saf?
I was going to gather up them and probably end up giving to them anyway. Yeah. So I'm going to collect whatever I missed out of the chest. I know there's two scrolls. What else was in there?
There are two scrolls, a number of letters and papers.
I'll now take a chance. As he's reading through that, I'll read through the letters and papers. And then I'll pocket the scrolls because I know that they are magic.
Okay, so the papers themselves, they seem to be... most of them not of interest, and many of them fire damage despite being in the chest, but one really stands out, and it's the deed to a windmill. It's curious, actually, because the windmill seems to be the kind of coat of arms of the family itself, because the windmill's been used throughout the house. But the address of the windmill seems to be somewhere called Barovia, which is not somewhere you've heard of in this, at least on the Swordcrest, or at least near Waterdeep, so you've never heard of this windmill.
Can I slide a pen down into my pocket before anyone else in the room notices?
You certainly can. You also notice, other than the two scrolls, which we haven't opened yet, in the corner of the chest there is a balled up piece of paper that seems that has been sort of scrunched up with some anger.
I'll take that out. And just before we move on, the scrolls, like, I'm going to take out, and when I say pocket them, I'm just going to hand them on to Voron after this, because I know they're no use to me. So that you can just assume it's in Voron's inventory from here on.
Cool.
Yeah?
Okay.
I'll pick up that paper and unscroll it, unravel it, whatever it is.
Okay, so it's an envelope, probably inside is a letter, and the address or the sort of name on it is "To My Most Pathetic Servant." The ink is like a dark brown and hard to read.
A dark brown, like dry blood dark brown, or like, because ink doesn't come in brown. Yeah,
could be, very much could be.
Okay. I'll try to read it. Like, I'll spend the rest of my time trying to read that, I guess.
Okay, so it says, "My most pathetic servant, I am not a messiah sent to you by the dark powers of this land. I have not come to lead you on a path to immortality. However many souls you have bled on your hidden altar, however many visitors you have tortured in your dungeon, know that you are not the ones who brought me to this beautiful land. You are but worms writhing in my earth. You say that you are cursed, your fortune spent, your abandoned love for madness, took solace in the bosom of another woman, and sired a stillborn son. Cursed by darkness? Of that I have no doubt. Save you from your wretchedness? I think not. I much prefer you as you are, your dread lord and master, Strahd von Zarovich."
Dread lord? This guy's kind of a douche. Sounds like a 12-year-old nickname.
God.
And that's in character and out loud.
Edgy. Do you just say that? Do you just say that out loud out of nowhere? And I'm just kind of like, what?
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
What do you want?
It's going to be out loud. It's like, I bet this guy listens to Linkin Park. And explain what I've just read to Niall. I quite like Linkin Park. Yeah, it is antsy bullshit.
Would Voron recognize that name?
What, Linkin Park?
No, Von. Von Strahd.
Strahd von Zervich. No, and nor would he recognise Barovia.
It's hard to abbreviate Strahd, whatever he just says. There's no Billy the Tent in that for me to remember.
I just kind of shrug and I'm just like, I never heard of it. I can't find anything in these books. Should we go back down to the others?
2 seconds. I can't remember if we did this before or not. If we did it before, I'm just double doing the job. But can we check if there's any notes or anything on Ulrich's brother? But in a respectful way, because I don't want to get hammered to the face.
So I think there was a thing around his neck which kind of like marked him to be the eldest. Is that right, Dave?
Yeah.
And I took it.
And you took it?
Yeah.
Do you want to sort of like go searching for his like money pouch?
No, I mean like as in if he has a note that says vanquish, you know,
The
old bad guy in this castle more so. I'm not trying to rob the dead guy's body of the guy that would murder me.
I was promised a threesome and all I got was this fire.
So the fire seems to have happened decades before his brother arrived.
His brother was killed from the poison dart, right?
He was killed by like a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Okay, and there's no notes or nothing on him, no.
On a cursory search, you do find a hidden money pouch.
I'll take that and I'll give it to Ulrich when we get downstairs.
Okay.
Kiss an ass.
Yeah, so you've got two scroll cases as well. And I think you had one as well, which was a bit of protection from poison.
I've given that one to Voron already, because I asked him to read it. I couldn't read it. The other two, I'm happy to give to Voron. He can do with them as he pleases. I'm not even going to read them. I'm just literally going to hand them to him because I couldn't read the language. So I'm assuming it's going to be the same. The character was just handed over to him.
I wait till we're back down in the room before I look at them. I kind of just take them off. Saf, I'm like, oh, thanks.
Okay.
Check them out a bit.
Hopefully we don't get in a fight in the stairs and need them.
So there's like a crackling fire, a few leather-bound chairs. There's the broken stuffed wolves. There's a table, some chairs. There's a drinks cabinet, and there is a snoring dwarf. And Sylvarax, are you asleep yet, or are you kind of just taking in the?
I'm dozing in front of the fire and kind of like very chilled out at the moment.
Kind of. As soon as we get in and close the door, I cast alarm on the door. And then take out the two scrolls and take a look at them, see what else I've been given by Saf.
Can you give me two Arcana rolls, please?
I can indeed. Where did the character sheet go? Two Arcana. So, one, I got a 20, two, I got a 21.
Fantastic. Okay. The first one seems to be a clerical spell. It's called Bless.
Cool.
And the second one is another clerical spell called Spiritual Weapon.
Okay.
And the way the spells work are kind of detailed as part of the spell, so feel free to look them up in the player's handbook.
Cool. I'm assuming the paladins can't use those.
So the power themselves is kind of locked in the scroll, so you could anyone who's able to cast to use a magic item is able to cast this spell.
Oh right, yeah. But like, if I was to, like, I wouldn't be able to translate it to my book and use it whenever I want, though. Cause
no. But you could like the so I when could you use when spell. You create a scroll, you fill it with sort of magical energy, so you don't need to be a cleric to cast it. Yeah.
Cool. I just put them away into my robe, and I suppose...
Can you cast those on other people's weapons?
Bless, so, I believe, is a healing spell, isn't it?
No, so Bless basically gives you sort of a divine favour. It sort of makes a god look favourably on you for a few rounds, and it gives you something like plus one to hit, plus one to damage. I'd have to check, but it's something like that. Spiritual Weapon actually summons the god's holy weapon to fight alongside you. It's sort of a ghostly weapon. Like
a ghostly AK-47.
Are we assuming that I know what these spells do already?
Sure, yeah. All right, I think it's detailed as part of the spell. As part of the scroll, sorry.
Perfect. So, I have trance, so I actually only need to meditate for 4 hours instead of doing a long rest, and that counts as a long rest for me. But I'm going to do nothing else anyway, because I have to wait for everyone else.
I masterfully avoided like all damage.
Yeah. I thought
also combat, but we won't talk about that first.
I thought you was going to say something else then.
What do you think I was going to say?
I masked.
I masterfully. So while they're napping, I'm happy to like keep guard. I'll just take out my notebook and start like drawing the interior design for a new windmill.
So we were talking about before we started recording that in this time, if you own the deed, you own the building that the deed is for. So right now you have this extremely beautifully crafted heraldic deed to a windmill in Barovia, which by holding the deed you own this windmill.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's resting? Proud. Who's actually somewhere asleep?
I'll stay up for the first 4 hours until our elf prince sounds like he's coming out of a trance.
Okay,
and then I'll take the first watch.
Okay, so I'd like everyone to make me a charisma saving throw.
Charisma.
Interesting.
I don't believe that I'm very charismatic.
So
Ulrich.
Critical fail with 3.
19.
Nice.
I got 17. Fuck, man, I'm rolling good tonight.
There's my charisma. I rolled an 18.
Okay, Ulrich, you don't so much as regain consciousness, but begin sensing the pain. Slowly, through a red haze of agony, your senses manage to send reports back to your brain. You have bruises and cuts and scrapes. Maybe some broken bones. In fact, you keep your eyes closed, not because you kind of want to sort of savour the last moments of beautiful ignorance of your surroundings. No, you kind of keep them closed because it would hurt so much to open them. But eventually, you coax open your swollen eyelids and sit up. Fresh waves of agony and nausea greet you as you squint at your surroundings. You're lying on your back in an evil-smelling stone cell. You're an inch deep in stagnant water. You're naked, apart from a few rags, bloody and disheveled. There's a heavy door over to your right, and it seems to be ajar. Leaking in light, revealing bodies all around you, all naked, all tortured, battered and bruised as you are, and they all seem to be stirring. In the back of your mind, you hear a voice getting louder and louder. You hear it say, "Now you are free. Go take your revenge."
Scheiße.
Thanks for listening. If you want to hear next week's episode right now, help the show too, then support us at www.patreon.com/howwerollpodcast. You can also help us by sharing us with a friend or writing us a review wherever you download your podcast from. And we'd like to thank Icabus and the Mighty Monarch for their amazing iTunes reviews. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions or criticisms, then you can find us on Twitter at howwerollpodcast. In fact, it's at HWR Podcast, by liking our Facebook page and by searching for us on Reddit. In fact, one of our long-time listeners, Anu Bizima, runs a weekly recap and discussion thread on our Reddit page, which you should definitely check out. That's all from us. Before we go, I'd like to thank BattleBards for their kind use of music and sound effects. You should definitely check them out, and see you next time.